Oh my God. Oh, I'm trying to think. I could tell you so much about Lincoln and talent shows, and oh, we listened to Sam and Dave and Otis Redding and Sam Cooke and oh my God, James Brown, and I mean, miniskirts were coming into style. I am Irene Gillam. I am a Tallahassee original, and I am a graduate of Leon High School 1969. My mom had graduated from Lincoln. Her diploma was on the wall, and my oldest sister and my oldest brother had gone to Lincoln. The sisters, six of us, the sister ahead of me, she was at Lincoln, and you know, I knew I was going to Lincoln. I was going to be a Lincoln graduate also.
My name is Altamise Barnes, and I am a native of Tallahassee, fifth generation, and we are at the what we call the old Lincoln School, the original Lincoln School, here on West Brevard Street. And then the classrooms started here. Miss Harden, I think Miss Lily Harden taught English in that room right there because I took English from her. Can't remember what that room was.
When we went to Lincoln in 10th grade, we had no clue that it would be closing at the end of our 10th grade year. None whatsoever.
We were informed like a week or two, probably no more than a week or two before, that we would not be coming back to the historic Lincoln, original Lincoln, because the school was closing. I think these are yearbooks over here. Think it's that blue one. What year is this down here? Lincolnian. These are prom pictures here. These are queens. And see, these are the things that blacks used to could do. But when the school desegregated, it took a while for you to even get invited to be a part of the social life.
That was a difficult transition for them. They were the leaders of their school, and they come into a new environment, and nobody changed the policies for them. There will be X number of minority kids in this club and this club, and they had to start from scratch, really. Mike Conley, I was principal at Leon for many years. I can't remember. I started there in 58 and left there in 89. People viewed things with a different set of glasses than they do today. They weren't aware of the social injustices. They didn't think there was anything wrong with it. That's the way it had been done. That's the way their mother and father were brought up.
My name is Bill Mattice. I'm a 1968 graduate of Leon High School. So many of us, and I put myself in there, we were just kind of nonplussed about it. We don't. Probably should have done more, but we didn't.
I grew up in a somewhat different household. I felt like virtually everyone in Tallahassee was a segregationist, and my family favored integration. I am Ann Sherhorn. I'm a retired professor at Kent State University. When I was a sophomore, I entered Leon, which started with the 10th grade. The most dramatic memory I have was my first assembly at Leon High School. I was just a little sophomore, and we got through the assembly, and at the end, the band struck up Dixie. And I was wondering about the few black students who were sitting in the back of the auditorium together. I just wondered what they were feeling.
I wondered every day if I was going to have to fight. Every day when I got to the top of that hill going down to Leon, I had to wonder if this is the day I'm going to have to fight.
We weren't ugly, but we weren't, reaching out across the aisle.
That's the kind of tension that I think most of us, if we're willing to admit it, that's the tension that we really felt during those days. Is this the day that I'm going to have to defend myself?
I don't have any regrets. I know that I did everything that I could do to make things right and do the right thing. And I think most teachers felt that way too. It's just a fact of life when you get all of those personalities. You put 2,300 people on a postage stamp piece of property and tell me that they're going to get along when their parents can't get along.
For me, integration is a thing of the mind. And if you haven't really come together in that mind, you aren't really, you can be seated in the same space, but you haven't really integrated, you know, like the water mixed with whatever, the jello to make it really this thing. So it's not really integration. It's you just desegregated.